for our girl talk this week, because sometimes when we talk to each other on these podcasts, the week goes by so quickly. And I'm like, man, it's time to record another podcast.
I know.
Mm-hmm. But this week went by long.
Yes.
What day? It's Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm surprised we're recording on a Friday.
On a Friday.
Wait, is it not?
It's not Friday?
No.
It is a Tuesday. If you're listening, it's a Wednesday. Or any day, frankly.
Yeah, if you're just meeting us, hey.
Hell, oof.
I'm sorry, and give us a minute. You might warm up to us.
I saw this meme online today, and it was, man, this has been a long week. And that was in quotations, and it said me in the middle of every Tuesday.
Yeah. It is nuts. And then it goes by so fast, because all of a sudden, your life is over. And you're like, where did it go? It was only Tuesday, and you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that day?
Yeah.
Do you know what she's talking about? Mm-hmm. You up in there.
And it goes,
should I just open up the vlog behind me now? Because I feel like that's almost where this is heading.
Mm-hmm. Why is Froggy calling me?
Hold on. Put him on.
Why do I keep getting phone calls during the podcast?
Yeah, just get you all over here.
Hey, Froggy, you're on speaker, so don't swear. You're on an Acquired Taste podcast.
Oh, I won't say any bad words then.
No, I mean, you can. We'll bleep them out. Is this?
I don't want people to think bad of me. I don't want.
No one would ever think bad of you, Froggy.
Is this call concerning business or pleasure?
It would be business, so you can call me when you're done.
I'm gonna call you after I get home and take my pants off.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Okay, all right. I'll call you later. I love you.
Okay. Goodbye. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Hey guys, that was 2 weeks in a row. We've had two guest stars on our podcast so far.
Oh my goodness.
Mr. Scary Jones and now Mr. Froggy.
I know.
What the hell were we saying?
I have no idea.
Have you guys ever tried to watch the show Twin Peaks?
Yes.
No.
So you've seen it from start to finish?
No. I've seen it from start to episode 2.
Yeah, so I tried to watch it this weekend because...
It's been a long series.
It's been a long series. There's actually 2 seasons, and it's from the early 90s, like 91 or something.
The music is all synthesizers.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
They're remaking it on Showtime.
Yeah.
And I think it's coming out pretty soon, like in the next couple of weeks, the remake.
What do people have to know about it who don't know anything about it, namely Sam?
So I tried to watch the original, and it was so painful.
It's a series about this tiny town called Twin Peaks.
Okay.
And a girl gets murdered on her prom night.
Oh, no.
Something like, she's murdered, a high school girl.
Now, wait a minute. Let me divide the line right there for people like me and people not like me. Is this like, and I know people aren't going to like me after this, is this like the Pretty Little Liars murder where it's so long lasting and it's a beautiful person and like so many mysterious people that you're like, in real life,
but
they'd be so caught.
But it's David Lynch.
Oh,
so it's like, weird.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. So some of the scenes are filmed in reverse with a little person, so it sounds like they're speaking a foreign language.
That helps make it more interesting.
It's like if Pretty Little Liars met Lost, met your favorite telenovela. Because it's very overacted, and I'm laughing, and I'm looking over at my husband, and I'm saying, this is hilarious. I know somebody's crying on screen right now, but it's a lot of clutching the pearls and picking up the phone with a dramatic arm sweep and going, no, my baby!
But the difficult thing is that you're watching it not in the context of that time period. Like, it's not the 90s anymore. So you don't know if they were also laughing at it, or if this is just really bad acting.
Okay, see that? Then I might give that a pass. Because I couldn't ever. My sister is obsessed with Pretty Little Liars, but I'm like, it's been going on for so long, someone would have been caught by now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't get over that one element. And this at least changes it a little bit.
It's like the clothes. I think it was meant to be overly acted. I think that's the style that it was meant to be in. But because it's not the 90s anymore and you're watching this in retrospect, you're like, oh, is this really how it's supposed to go?
Okay.
But I want to see it because it was loved. Like Laura Flynn Boyle was on it.
A lot of big stars are on it.
Maybe.
I'm going to try and power through.
Okay.
They wouldn't be remaking if it weren't for a reason.
This is true.
Yeah,
this is true.
But companies have been disappointing me a lot lately with things that have been come out to be meow, 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 meow. things have been remade so often recently, and I feel like maybe they're just getting lazier on ideas. So they just like refresh what's at the bottom of the Rolodex.
Isn't it funny? You used to have to force yourself to eat your vegetables, and now you have to force yourself to get through seasons of TV.
I know.
Why is my life so hard?
I want to be ready for the reboot.
I know.
Yeah, I know. That is on my list of shows that I really need to watch. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll put it down as a maybe. I'm still not sold.
Don't put it down as a maybe. You're never going to watch a maybe. Don't go on. You know, who goes on their maybe list?
But then it's going to be on a no. I don't want to watch so far.
You know how the Gilmore Guys rewatched all the episodes of the Gilmore Girls after the fact?
Yeah.
I wish somebody would do that with Twin Peaks.
Okay, so what episode are you on right now?
One. So,
oh, one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll also rewatch. I'm coming. The good news is I'm coming down with a cold. So I'm going to relax.
Oh, no.
Perfect. No, it's all good. I'm going to relax and take and watch it. And then we will.
You're
going to
be so loopy doopy with the cold medicine and how strange Twin Peaks is.
And we'll call the podcast Twins Peaks because there's two of us.
Because technically it's not the same.
Yep.
And good.
Different.
We must dress like the Instagram twins every time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ding. Oddly enough, guys, this was not the topic chosen for the podcast.
Sorry.
But somehow it just went that way.
Sorry.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Stax? Everyone Stax in the office has a crush on Stax. And by everyone, I mean Elvis and me.
Mm. It's the deep voice.
It is such a good voice.
And he's like an aw shucks kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's
like
cute.
Tall and lanky and aw shucks and wears a cardigan and like doesn't brush his hair, but probably does.
That's big eyeballs.
Big eyes.
Big eyes.
He reminds me of the blonde boy from Felicity. Do you know the one that wasn't Nolan?
I had a dollar
Scott
for
Speedman.
Every time Kathleen dropped a reference from a show I didn't understand.
Scott Speedman.
He looks like Scott Speedman.
Yes.
With short hair.
Mm-hmm.
What was the topic today?
Okay, the topic is, and I texted it to you guys and now I can't find it, something that you've always wanted to do.
Okay, which I love because it's vague.
I know, it's just vague enough to be fun.
Exactly.
Like when I'm at the gym and I'm listening to my music, I'm like dancing on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. And this one guy, I caught him watching me because there was a really good song on. And I was just like dancing. I was pumping my arms.
Yeah, girl.
And I always have wanted to invent a workout class that was treadmill dancing.
Like the OK Go video, but
like
not
as
intensive?
Yeah, like the OK Go video.
That's great.
As intensive. You can do it.
You should do it.
Where they're like flipping over each other's treadmills.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wouldn't you guys attend that class?
Absolutely, I would.
That sounds like fun.
It can go to different heights, different inclines, different speeds if you wanted to.
Hell yeah.
SoulCycle, but with treadmills.
But you'd have to sign a waiver like at Action Park before you jump off that cliff that people got hurt on.
But you know, we are in the day and age where you can do that. Like trendy, funky, out of the ordinary workouts are really popular right now.
Where there's a possibility of dying.
Yeah. I mean, that's
even trendier.
Yeah. I don't even want to go to breakfast if that's not a possibility.
No.
That sounds like fun.
Have you seen Hiplay?
No.
It's ballet, but hip hop. And it was invented. Yeah, I know.
What?
Hiplet. It was invented by this guy who, I guess from what I sort of gather, he wanted to make ballet, classical ballet, like for everybody. And, you know, you don't have to be like teeny tiny thin. And so it's all of these like amazing dancers who are all classically trained in ballet, but they do hip hop on toe shoes.
Oh my God. It sounds like the polished version of that one scene in Center Stage where she comes out in the red outfit.
Oh,
She's like, I'm a ballerina, but I'm edgy about it.
She's doing those pas de bourrées from right to left, and the good, and both of her guys, one has one arm and he's pulling her. The other one has the other arm.
Groundbreaking.
Or the scene in Save the Last Dance from MTV movies where she is going to audition for the ballet, but does a hip hop dance because she's edgy and doesn't care what
their
rules are.
There's so much feels in her life.
I know, she's a lot going on.
Julia Stiles.
Never forget that character. Hashtag never forget.
So yeah, look up Hiplay. It's pretty, I mean, it's not like the most amazing, like probably workout in the world because you have to be able to get up on your toe shoes to do it. But it's similar to that fusion of like, let's just fuse some stuff.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how
that
I discovered my favorite food the same way. Just cheese and Eggo waffle.
Yeah.
Fusion. And that's what brings me joy. Don't you look at me like that, Kathleen. It is delicious.
What kind of cheese?
Sharp cheddar.
My God.
What kind of waffle?
Lightly toast an Eggo, and then you put a lot of butter on a pan, and you fry one side, and you flip it over, and then when you're frying the other side, you put the sliced cheese on top, and then put a lid on top of it, so it's like kind of melts in.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, you approve?
Mm-hmm.
You could probably make it in your Le Creuset.
Yeah, I know.
So good. And then we could do a hip-hop dance about it, and then burn it off on a treadmill that you're teaching a class to.
What is something that you guys have always wanted to do?
Okay.
This can be as weird as you want.
Please proceed, Bethany.
This one involves a photographer.
Okay.
Okay. I need, so this is what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put on a whimsical A-line dress.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And preferably have like some sort of pastel colored hair at the time.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And buy a giant bouquet of helium balloons, like maybe 50 balloons, and not like the ones that become sort of egg-shaped, but the ones that are actually perfectly round, and I don't know where to get those. But I want a bunch of those, and I want to walk down the streets of Manhattan in a whimsical fashion with a bounce in my step, like Amelie, and randomly hand balloons to people. And I want someone to take a picture of it from, like, really far away, so I'm just like teeny and all you see is the balloons.
Oh my goodness.
Wouldn't that be
gracious.
Fun?
This sounds fantastic.
It's there, like whimsical.
Can it be a overcast day too?
Yeah.
So like your colors pop.
Oh,
and like,
yeah.
I'm down on this.
I think it'd be really fun.
We need a lot of connections. If you own a company for whimsical dresses, or giant round, perfectly round balloons, or just a really great photographer who's in the area.
Yeah.
Get together and then reach out to us.
Yeah. Well, I know there's the balloon saloon down the street.
I love those damn round balloons.
They're pretty great.
But they're not easy to find. Or they're very expensive.
They're probably very expensive.
But you know what this reminds me of? Years ago, there was this ad for Dior. I think it was for a perfume of theirs. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it was. Miss Dior. And this woman in this pink, beautiful dress is floating above Paris with all of these perfectly round balloons.
Girl,
I'll tweet this out.
Don't let go of any of them.
I'll tweet this out, Acquired Podcast, so you can check out this ad.
Yes, so that's one thing I've always wanted to do.
I like that. Can we combine yours with mine?
Which is, what is yours?
I was always interested to sit on a lawn chair and see how many helium balloons it takes to levitate me.
It is possible, I think. Someone's done it before.
It has to be. So when we're done with your art project, can we recycle, hashtag green, and use those same balloons to float?
Well, we would have to do yours first because I'm going to be giving those balloons away.
That's true. Oh, but, yeah, it would have to be mine first.
Yeah, but we could do it to you first.
Okay.
Well, it depends on the temperature of the room.
Right.
Because it has to be a hot room. The helium particles have to be able to move quickly.
Which is fine because we know I'm a summer baby, so I'm probably not, you know, I'm not outside unless it's spring.
And I'm thinking the logistics of this. Helium, I don't know if it's possible.
I don't. Kathleen, this is not the place to down my dreams. What am I gonna do? She's looking at me like, so sorry. Like,
I'm just
stained your favorite shirt. She's like, so concerned.
Don't we have a scientist on call?
Someone.
Yeah.
We need a scientist.
An expert of the elements.
I choose to believe it's possible. What else do you guys want to do?
Okay. Kathleen, what's your next?
I want to go into Trader Joe's with a travel mug and walk right up to the free coffee and fill my mug.
They have free coffee at Trader Joe's?
Samples.
Girl.
I suck at like shopping cool.
In the back. In the back. With the samples. They have the free coffees.
But it's sample cups. Like the cups are out for the samples.
Like a pill cup that you get at the doctor.
So it's like an espresso, but it's a coffee.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay.
So what if I just went up and just filled up my travel mug and walked away?
I bet they'd let you. They're really nice there.
Is there a sign that says don't fill up your travel mug?
No.
Well, then
absolutely
it's their
not.
Own fault.
Do you know if you're at Trader Joe's, you can test any product? So if there's something that you want to know what it tastes like before you buy it, you just take it to that sample counter in the back of the store and they'll open it for you and let you try it right there.
This is so brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I heard somebody say that, an employee say that to a shopper the other day.
Huh. Okay.
I know. So, like, could you have a full meal at Trader Joe's and a full cup of coffee?
Probably.
You just need to want a sample enough. Like, I'll have one of everything in aisle four, and then you should be good.
It's like when I used to go to Sam's Club with my mom,
mm-hmm.
and they had samples out to the point where you would get full. Like, you do the perimeter, and you get full.
Or then you start making up other people. You're like, oh, I'm just going to grab one for my sister.
Yeah.
I don't have a sister.
There's one time that my mom and I were there, and they were sampling, like, apple pies in the packages, you know, like the ones that aren't real apple pies. They come
in cells. Those are so good. You put in the microwave.
Mm. Yeah, they're so good. So the person had put out like four full ones and then left for a minute. And so my mom and I were like, well, that's sample size. And we each took one and walked away.
Yep.
And then we heard over the overhead, it was like, whoever's sampling the apple pies, can you please head back to your station, please?
Oh,
I'm
my
guessing
God.
Everybody took all the full ones.
That's hilarious.
You know what? That's the person's mistake. That's
I know.
The rookie mistake.
I know.
They probably have endless of those apple pies.
You would be freaking better because they're delicious.
That's fantastic.
My second thing that I want to do.
Yes.
I want to wear a black latex
outfit, mm-hmm. like full
Catwoman
outfit.
Yeah.
And I want to, with a tether, obviously, jump off the top of a building, mm-hmm. land all the way at the bottom on my feet, just like touch down on a knee, stand up and start walking, like at the beginning of Underworld.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. That, I saw... So one of my guilty pleasure movies is Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
And while you described that, I saw Brad Pitt watching you.
Yeah.
That was.
And then you just like blow your hair off your shoulder.
Exactly.
Well, I hear he's single, so you never know.
There you go.
It's true.
Yeah, you jump and it's like, whoosh, land.
Yeah. Walk. That's a real thing. People do this.
Yeah. Let's do, can we make this happen?
Sam and I were talking about this recently. There's like capes that are involved and it's cliff diving.
But I don't want to dive. I want to jump.
No, yeah, I understand. She did. Okay, do you remember the scene in that movie where she carried around this questionable chain link purse? And then you should actually probably look up this scene while we're here. How Mrs. Smith escapes from the building in the beginning of the movie.
I've never seen that movie.
So it's a really great scene, and this is 100% Bethany right now. So she does what she has to do for the job she's hired for, and then she's on like the 80th floor of a building, and she has to get out because they're at the door. Yeah. So she puts the handle of the chain link purse on something, and then she grabs the other end of the purse and just jumps off the balcony. Yep. And it unravels and goes, and she lands. See? Look.
No way.
Yeah, here she goes.
What's the quickest way down?
She's so cool, too.
On her feet.
Taxi?
Okay.
Taxi?
Taxi?
Now, I'm going to show you the Celine jump.
Dion?
Yeah.
No. Need it.
Here we go.
For those like me, a death dealer, this signaled the end of an era. Like the weapons of the previous century, we too would become obsolete.
Exposition.
Pity, because I lived for it.
Oh. Whoa. On her feet.
Walk away.
What?
Bam.
Yeah! That's like, it looks like she just nailed a shot in the waste bin.
Yeah.
And enough people saw it, and she's just like, stay cool.
Just look up Underworld opening scene on YouTube.
Kate Beckinsale is so cool.
I know, she's pretty great.
You know, she looks really good, and I can't ever tell if it's because she maybe has had work done or because British people just don't show as much emotion as regular people.
So she has no wrinkles?
She has no wrinkles because she only smiles three times a year.
But she plays Americans a lot, so she has to do facial expressions then.
She at least plays crazy then, in that case.
I don't know.
That's fantastic. Sorry, as I'm touching the under part of my eye, I see Bethany staring at me. It's not a sign.
Tap, tap, tap.
I'm just doing the taps.
Tap, tap, tap.
Yeah, because mascara falls in the day. Don't rub, girls, when you think you have black under your eyes. Do the taps.
Tap, tap, tap.
I really feel like I spend most of my day rubbing makeup out of my laugh lines. And sometimes I yell at the interns, stop making me laugh. You're making my lines worse. It's really, it's not really a great quality to have as a boss.
Okay, Sam, what is your third or your second?
So, you guys saw the movie Patch Adams?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Sorry.
Continue.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all seen the commercial.
No, I've seen the movie.
There's a clown nose in it.
Yeah.
I want to be that old woman who somehow, they made it seem so easy. I want to swim in a pool of noodles. And they fill up an entire pool, and it's like all overdone spaghetti.
Yeah.
And she's walking around in it. And in the movie, it's so great. And then I left. I'm like, let's look at the logistics. How much did that cost? How many people did they have boiling? What was the temperature of the pasta when she was in it? Mm-hmm. I don't care. I want to do it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
I want to swim in noodles.
I bet you could do like an above ground swimming pool.
Yeah. Yeah. She had one of those, like the nice above ground ones.
Yeah.
I just picture you filling a 10-foot pool with noodles and you sink directly to the bottom. But then, like, to get back up, you just chomp, 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 chomp.
I just and eat
then
my way out.
The level of the noodles just falls down.
Until we see your curly hair popping out.
And then your belly is like, yay, why? It's so much bigger than it was.
Do you know how big my smile would be when you finally saw me?
A little butter.
That would be just delicious.
The size of your belly is bested only by the size of your smile.
Oh, my God.
Where's that from?
Nothing.
It's not like Oliver Twist or something.
No.
It has to be from something.
I don't know.
Just
You know what?
Sweeney Todd?
No, it's Patton Oswalt does he rips on Christmas shoes in like this animated thing.
Okay.
And he makes a joke. He's like, something like, got a dollar, sir. Well, how about a smile?
That's what it is. It's just one of those things that sit in the back of Bethany's brain until it decides to surface and she just goes with it.
Little Dickensian youth.
I love that.
Yeah.
What else do you guys want to do?
Kathleen.
You just want to do it.
Okay. So you know how we go to the beauty salon and you get your hair dyed and your eyebrows plucked and your lip wax, blah, 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 nails done. all that stuff. I wish I had a little computer that was a gene changer. It could change my genes.
Yeah.
So I would just say, today I would like red hair. Boop. Changes my genes.
Cool.
Chromosomal.
I'm not editing
chromosomal makeup changed.
That's amazing.
At the touch of a button.
We got an email from a listener, didn't we, who wanted to know about this?
And it was so weird because I was just thinking about this.
This is why she's a listener, because she's in her brains.
Because I'd love to choose a child. Boop, 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 boop.
Beep, boop, boop, beep.
Half Asian.
No, because then you can't do that. Because then when you have it and they are all messed up, you can't get, I chose this. I you literally chose this.
That's true.
I would want violet eyes.
Yes. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, like what's her name had them? Who was in Black Beauty or Beauty. You know, she was friends with Michael Jackson. What's her name? Liz Taylor.
I don't know, but she sounds lovely. Liz Taylor.
Yeah, she's violet eyes.
Okay, that would be killer.
Or like Kate Bosworth, one
that's
green,
one
blue.
That's what I want. We know that's my thing. Yep. If I could change anything about me, I want one different colored eye. Mm-hmm. I'll only change one. I could keep one brown. That's cool.
That'd be dope. I would like the ability to manifest an awesome tattoo, but then unmanifested if I got sick of it.
Yes. Ooh.
Which I guess is just temporary tattoos, but like those don't have the same
texture.
Street cred and texture.
That's true. We're not quite there yet, but we are on our way.
I know.
I like this.
That'd be cool.
See, this I was hesitant to tell you guys because you're both going to respond with do it, because it's I once in my life really want to shave my head.
You could totally do it.
I want to do it. Because my cousin, who to me and to a lot of people actually is just the most stunning human in the world, she's just got that look about her.
Yeah.
And she got really tired of everyone putting so much emphasis on her hair when she was in her 20s. Now she's in her 40s. And she just shaved her head. And I look at pictures of her. And even back then when I was younger and like dumber, like you when you're that age, you are less accepting of non-stereotype. Like even back then I didn't think it was weird. And here is one of my women crushes all the time. She's this adorable makeup artist, and for years she's just been shaving her head.
Oh my gosh,
check
she's
this
amazing.
Girl out.
Amazing.
If you want to see her, she's at Celine Celine _ BERNAERTS.
Love her.
And she's just so posh and French and
didn't Kristen Stewart just shave her head?
She shaved her head. It's growing back in.
Is it?
Wait, really?
It looks unbelievable.
And I had an intern last summer, Colleen, so cute.
Yeah.
She decided that she wanted to be Elle from Stranger Things for Halloween.
Yeah!
So for her Halloween costume, and then, X amount of time after, was shaving her head.
She's the one who had her own cult, right?
Yeah, she had
her
own cult.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's so funny.
She also was adorable.
Yeah, so she's really cute.
Like, different haircuts do different things to people. She looked like a button.
She looked
so cute.
Exactly like Eleven from Stranger Things on Halloween.
Sam, you could pull it off.
I would. I really want to do it.
And you just do it.
I've come close to the idea a couple times. No, all of these photos are photoshopped. I want to see her shaved head.
Can we sell tickets for charity?
Yeah, that I'm totally. Hey, that one. Oh wow.
Do you think you'd cry, or do you think you'd be like, yes?
I don't think I'd cry.
You'd be okay.
No, even if I hated it, I don't think I cry because thankfully I never put. And we all have different things that we do, but my hair was not the thing that I put that much importance and emphasis on when it's really not a necessary thing. So, yeah, no, I don't think it would make me cry.
There's this video on YouTube I was watching recently, and I really hate laughing at other people's misfortunes, but it was beauty bloggers who were live videoing like tutorials about hair and eyebrows and bang cutting. And it was all of the things that have gone wrong.
Oh, no.
And the look on their face when they realize that the piece of hair is still in the curling iron and it's not on their head.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
You know, thank God. Odd though, because I will be trying to shade my eyeshadow, and it's like, how do they?
They ain't perfect.
Yeah. How do
they ain't perfect, baby?
It's so hard.
Yeah, I wiped off my eyebrows twice on Sunday before going out. Twice.
Yeah, I rose her cup.
I love that.
Eyebrows are so hard.
They really are.
Yeah.
Totally did not see that coming when I was younger.
Dude, sometimes I'll do my eyebrows in the dark and I'll get to work and I'll be like, whoa.
Like, Kathleen, why are you so mad at me?
I was heavy-handed this morning with your brow pencil.
You look perpetually quizzical.
Yeah. What's wrong? Nothing. I'm having a great day.
Like, just a little suspicious.
It's a little different about you. Yeah.
No, why? No reason. Just curious. No, we would have to tell you because you're the person who would tell us.
In college, I had a friend who was like, hey, did you shade in your eyebrows today? And I was like, yeah, why? And I literally used to do this one line down the center, like the middle of my inside of my hair,
yes.
And a shade that wasn't even my eyebrow.
You were like a Disney villain.
It was bad. It was very bad.
I like that.
It's bad.
It's okay. We've all had darker days.
God.
Ugh. I was a fan of the, I did the lip liner with just the gloss in the middle way back when.
Like dark lip liner?
Yeah.
Oh, honey.
I know.
Oh, honey.
Right? I don't know. I loved it back then.
Oh, dear.
I know. The best part was not only at its best did the look ridiculous on me especially.
Yeah.
Still not my favorite thing, but I'm sure some people could pull it off better. It lasted for 5 minutes before my cheap ass gloss would blur the lines of my cheap ass liner.
Probably Wet n Wild.
Oh, God bless Wet n Wild.
The clear, the really clear gloss.
Yeah, so it would just be bleeding into each other and make it look, it was just, good for one photo op.
I love Wet n Wild.
Me too.
They don't test on animals.
They have good nail colors.
Mm-hmm. They really do.
And sometimes when you just need a classic eye pencil, Wet n Wild, man.
Yeah.
And you know how they say when you line your lower eye with a white pencil, it makes your eyes look bigger?
Yeah.
Not that many companies out there sell white pencils. Wet n Wild does.
They sure do.
Thanks for keeping it alive, guys.
I know. Classic color.
Jeez.
Can I say another thing I want to do?
Yeah. Please do.
But this involves a partner, and that's the tough thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What do you got?
I want to get into a really huge, like, on-the-street yelling match with a guy that I'm attracted to in the rain. But I want it to be real, like a real angry, like my feelings are hurt because you don't love me enough. And then I want to storm away and I want to have him yell my name and I want to stop and then turn around and I want him to like rush up to me and kiss me in the rain because he feels so terrible because he messed up.
And you guys are at your height of passion.
Yeah.
Even not in a good way, it turns into a good way.
And the nice thing is then you can't even tell I'm crying because it's raining.
You know,
that's nice.
There's this movie called The Notebook.
I've never heard of it.
Where this happens in The Notebook.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Sounds like a terrible movie.
Okay, listen now. There's so many feelings I have about what both of you are saying. Okay.
I don't want anyone hanging upside down. Is that the movie where he hangs upside down?
No, that's Spider-Man.
Oh, sorry.
Is Lois Lane.
Tobey Maguire. Kirsten Dunst.
And so it's raining and someone's hanging upside down.
There's
that's all
an
I know.
Iceberg, I think, and a ship.
And someone lets go. I don't want any of that. I just want storming rain. And I want high emotions, and I want it to almost not work out, and then I want it to work out.
Okay, I could see this. Mm-hmm. I like this. Here's something that's has happened to people, but I've never experienced, and I would like it. Just angry sex.
I've never had angry
Me
sex
either. Mm-mm.
I bet it's amazing.
People, it's a thing. It's a phrase. Like people will say they've had it, and I'm like, the only time I've ever been angry in a really like don't. Touch me right now. We need to talk about this.
Yeah. If I'm mad at you, I don't want to have sex with you.
Right? Mm-hmm. I feel like that's going to... I love to understand what the hell people are talking about, but I've never been in that situation.
Do you know who I feel like has had angry sex?
Oh.
Producer Nate, probably.
Ooh, is he around?
Hold on, I'm going to go get him.
He's an angry guy in general, so that wouldn't...
He's really angry. I would love to know this.
It'd be such a
shocker. Don't tell him what it's about.
Okay. Okay. I mean, the truth is that when I'm angry at you, I'm putting on my ugliest, stinkiest pair of sweatpants.
Is there a pair of sweatpants that Neil knows if he sees it? Like, don't even bother, I'm not getting anything now?
I wanted to show a little bit of respect.
Yeah.
So I threw them away this year.
Good for you. Nate, we have a question for you.
Please.
Can I set it up and you phrase it?
You can be a little bit grumpy sometimes.
Are you kidding me? Am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
You are, but every swear goes
to
me.
So we're wondering, have you ever had really, truly angry sex?
You have to answer honestly. Don't go scanning your brain. The reason this is being brought up is because we're talking about things we want to do in our lives. And I've always wanted to have angry sex. But anytime I've been angry at someone that I have sex with, don't touch me. I'm really pissed.
Okay, no.
So we figured of anyone, you've probably been the
one
who had it.
It's different for a guy.
Why?
Because I'm no longer grumpy if I'm having sex.
Okay, yeah. I hear it ends well, but like you
The instant, any body part comes out that you don't see normally, okay. I'm instantly happy. Forget any grumpiness.
You've
Done.
Been in the middle of a fight, and like that's it's come to that pretty quickly, and you're not angry anymore.
Oh, I'm the happiest middle.
But wait, but you've had sex after an argument. Like while you're still pissed, up until the sex you're
like
pissed.
Like no solving, just sexing.
No, I'm pretty happy when I start having sex.
Right? Okay, I don't know.
Like, I think that's the guy's mentality. I'm sorry. Like, hey, yeah, we love the makeup sex, but I'm no longer angry when the sexing starts.
Okay, fine. Have you ever tried to initiate it and she's been like, I'm pissed?
Oh, yeah, and then I get grumpier. All right, I gotta go.
Thanks for that.
I think really the only way I could have angry sex is if I were angry at somebody else.
Yes.
And was using somebody's physical body as a way of release, but I wasn't angry at that person.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that very much. All right, that's a good step stool. I'm disappointed and a little surprised. I thought Nate was going to be like, yes.
Yeah.
But he's too easy to make happy, apparently.
Well, he tends to date women who are tick unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would imagine there are a lot of emotions flying around.
Gotcha. So you get good at dealing with that?
Right. So you so maybe he's gotten really good at dealing with that.
This is true. I like this. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. This and shaving my head is a possibility.
I think these are all, the great thing is these are all doable.
Yeah. My standards are pretty low.
What was your first one? I don't remember.
I have to levitate from balloons. From helium.
Okay. So the second two are pretty doable.
Harder. And swim in a pool of noodles. We'll call that a gray area.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kathleen, do you have a last? Did you say your last one? I don't know.
I don't even remember. I think I'm okay. I mean, there's a lot. I'm making a summer list.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm putting all these things on the summer list.
I think we need to try to make at least one of our things happen.
Okay.
Clearly, it's going to be the noodle pool.
I would love that. Well, it's a toss-up
and we're all
between
getting
that. And I always wanted to be a member of NSYNC. Like, I would turn on the music in my room and pretend I was touching the hands of the girls and like I was the extra boy. But I was always fabulous. I had a special dress. Like I would do the solos and like me and Justin like we'd look at each other in the choreography 5, 6, 7. I'd like look down and like touch the girls' hands. Yeah, this was a real thing I used to do.
So were you a boy or were you the girl member of NSYNC?
No, I was the girl member of NSYNC.
So was I. Good job.
Yes.
Amazing.
With scrap.
Did you have an audition in your head of how you got into the group?
I never had a backstory. They just knew they wanted me.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay.
I wasn't creative enough. I wasn't thorough enough.
Yeah.
It's just like I just start my life on stage. I'm earning the respect of the people because I already have the respect of the boys.
That's amazing.
And then the after party is a pool of noodles. That's Sam's best day.
I think there was a female member of NSYNC and her name was Topanga.
Oh, yes.
Topanga.
She took Lance to her prom.
Yeah. She took one for the team.
Topanga.
She did. Lance was always my favorite.
I wonder if they had sex on prom night.
Probably.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Let's choose to believe so.
When you're a pop star and a TV star.
Yeah.
What's your prom night like?
Call us up. Let us know. If you're both of those things.
We'd love to know.
We'd love to have you on the podcast.
Fun fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are on iTunes.
Yes, we are.
So if that iTunes is a good place for you to find us, do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And rate and subscribe.
Unless it's a bad rating, then please don't rate.
Please don't rate. Five stars
don't
or nothing
need
at all.
Yeah.
Rate and subscribe. Leave a comment. We would love to hear what you have to say. So if that's an easier way for your friends and family to find us, let them know.
Totally.
We are also on iHeartRadio.
Also continue to email us. We've really been enjoying talking about these things you guys bring to us.
Yeah.
I love reading the messages that we get on our Facebook page.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. Yeah,
and if we can help you with any poorly thought out advice, we would love to do it.
Yeah. Again, not great with anything, but down for everything.
Your definition of poorly might be my definition of amazing.
This
I don't
is true.
So, yeah. Should we go around the room and say something that we've learned this week?
Yes. What did we learn this week? Someone else start. I'm blanking.
Someone else start. I'm blanking.
I'm going to start.
Good idea, Bethany.
It's okay, guys. I got this.
Yeah.
Do you know what's amazing?
Mm-hmm. What?
Something that I learned this week that you might not know.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Is the following fact.
Were you drinking Snapple again?
Nope. I think that it is important for everybody to know that. Don't forget. Don't forget this one fact.
My heart is beating so fast. I think you're about to make a major life announcement.
Yeah, she's pulling a Michael Scott and giving a 7-minute intro.
If you ever discover that you have forgotten this, email me and I will remind you. One should never underestimate the ability of being able to ride a bicycle, and here is why.
Oh, no.
Because the skill of balance,
yes,
is a skill we all should have,
mm-hmm.
both physically and in our daily lives.
Right.
Balance, once you find it mm-hmm. on a bike,
mm-hmm.
you don't lose it on a bike. Not so in real life, the balance. So if you have it, work-life balance is one kind. You get, it's hard to keep going.
Yeah.
So you got to, it's a daily practice. One would say like yoga.
Yeah, cool.
So balance, colon, find it.
An autobiography.
By Bethany Watson.
I think that was the manuscript inside of my mind.
That's what I learned this week.
Thank you for that. That really was an episode of The Office.
Thank you.
That was an episode of The Office.
Thank you.
This is how I live my life. Thank you, Bethany.
What'd that you was learn a performance.
This week? What'd you learn this week, Kathleen?
I've talked about this before. I use the app Audible.
Yeah.
It's the Amazon audiobook app. And I was trying desperately to get this book done for book club. And they have this feature on it where you can listen to the book 1.5 times faster than it's normally read. And then
chipmunk version
1.75 times faster than it's normally read, and then 2.0 times faster than it's normally read.
Oh my God.
And so I had about 4 hours to get 9 hours of the book done.
Yes.
So because I was already like 75% of the way into the book, I knew the characters, you know, I knew the dialect of the reader, I sort of knew you know, the tone of the story, and by damn it, I got that done on 2.5 times
girl.
The speed of the reader.
I always wondered why that was an option.
Was it like the scene after the last scene of Scarface?
Yes.
Like, was she just like freaking out?
And it's really true. You know how they'll say if you see the beginning of a word and the end of the word, you don't even need to know the letters that are in between because
totally.
You can read it anyway?
Mm-hmm.
It is so true.
Wow. I'm impressed. How fast does it actually go? Like, where are we maxing out?
Do you want me to play it for you so
yes!
you can hear? Okay.
That'd be amazing. We would love that.
Absolutely.
And it was a really fabulous book. It was called Americana, and I'm definitely going to butcher this name. It's a Nigerian name. It's Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Very good book. But
that's how she introduced
Americana.
Herself.
There's an H at the end of that. Okay.
Lying with his face to the sun. That blog of yours was a great thing. Had you swimming in the Donau. Now you've closed it. You won't be able to do more of this stuff.
How did you understand anything?
No.
It's because I listened. It's really fast.
If I remained a child, then would not have taken pills and lay in the basement.
What the hell?
No. She was like, when I was a child, I would not have taken pills. That's what she just said.
Because look what it did to her.
It's a Nigerian person audioing. It is a Nigerian person narrating the book
you don't have
with a British English accent.
I love that you did a pickup as though we were going to edit out the part where you screwed up, but we're not going
to
edit out the part where you screwed up.
You tried to say audioing. I'm leaving
audioing.
That.
Audioing.
Gold.
It's like that time in college when I thought quiche began with the letter K. you can do it. And if you're in college right now or high school and you have to finish A Tale of Two Cities by next period, I have faith in you.
That's a really good idea, Kathleen.
Yeah, that's a way to make it easier. Let's let Shakespeare be read that quickly.
Yep. That was almost as good as my balance idea. That was really helpful. That was awesome, Kathleen.
Thanks.
Sam, what'd you learn this week?
I relearned because I knew and had forgotten that not only do you learn things about your pet, but they learn things about you. Everything is a two-sided relationship, including that with your animal.
What happens?
My dog is a and he knows that now, and he knows how to trick each of us individually. When he was a puppy, he had like one thing he would do if he wanted to get a dish rag, or if he wanted to try and grab food off the table, or his favorite thing, which is going into the garbage, taking paper towels and first ripping them into confetti and then eating every piece of confetti.
Yeah. Well, biteable sizes.
Exactly. He likes the dibs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you have to, if he's in your company, he gets better at where your weaknesses are, and that's how he gets exactly what he wants.
He's learning.
I'm eating. My food is at the edge of the table, and he knows that I do not let him take dish towels. Mom lets him take dish towels because it's so cute and whatever. But no, those are for cleaning, and I don't want my dog taking the dish towel.
Yeah.
So he opens the cabinet, which he can do. If it's a jar, he can wedge his nose in. He knows I'm eating. He opens the cabinet, and he grabs a dish towel and stares at me. And I said, Oliver, because we both know what's happening at this moment. And he darts. So I chase him and we do a lap around the table and he puts it down and I'm sitting there yelling at him and he's gone already because I think he's afraid of me. He's not afraid of me. That just wanted to get me away from the table because then he went up and he grabbed my food.
Oh my gosh.
What an evil dog.
He's smart.
He knew that I would chase him and brought me to the other side of the house and then left it and quickly went back to the kitchen to get the sandwich. He never wanted the dish towel.
I suspect that someone in your family may be playing a Pavlovian joke on you.
No, he does each. Like, if mom's around, he doesn't take the towels.
He knows each of our buttons.
Where are your sisters when this is happening?
They are both gone.
That is a smart dog.
I am so angry at this dog. Like, his thing for mom is if she thinks he's in distress, she'll come outside. So he'll stand on the stoop in the backyard and not bark anymore, but
do
the cry. Yeah. And mom will come out to say, what's wrong? And as soon as she gets close enough, he'll start running. He's like, just chase me. Just chase me. Chase me. We're playing now. Chase me.
So smart.
Yeah, but if I'm there, he knows he can't get it. So he'll just sit there at the back door and tell him, like, get your balls in here because I'm not going out. He talks to each of us. He's very smart.
This is Oliver.
This is Oliver.
I told you. I've told this story before. My Oliver, before he passed away, Oliver the cat, was so smart.
Yep.
And when I lived in my old apartment in St. Paul, he would... It was long, and so my bedroom was at one end, and then the living room was at the other. Mm-hmm. And as soon as nighttime happened, he wanted to play chase. He wanted to play. And I wouldn't come out and play as much as he, like, patted me or climbed or whatever. And so I would go to bed. He would meow and meow. I would ignore him. And then I heard the saddest... Like, he'd hurt himself, like, sharp pain.
Yeah.
And I run outside, and he leaps from behind a wall, grabs both of my legs, and bites my calf because he was pretending he'd been hurt so he could play.
I got you, Mommy.
I was like, you little, you get over here.
This is why I don't have pets.
They're too smart.
They're so smart.
And I looked at him. I said, you're learning me. You're 2.5 now, and now congratulations on your bar mitzvah. You're a man. Now you know.
Yeah.
Meow mitzvah.
I love it.
I made the official decision to not adopt the three-legged toothless cat with feline HIV.
Aww,
I know. I'm really sad about it.
Wasn't the right match.
I just won't have to, like, he's ready now and I can't stop down, and he would need a friend, but it's hard to have one cat with FIV and one cat without FIV.
Yeah.
And I travel so much that I always be worried about his health, but I love him so much.
Okay.
It's amazing how you can grow attached to an animal that you've never met.
Can you send down information about him and maybe, like, we'll share it on this.
I'll ask him.
Acquired taste.
We'll see. If it's okay, but I want to make sure that he's, like, in a really, really good place.
Yeah, absolutely.
But damn, three-legged cat with no teeth, man, that's my bag.
My God.
Can I cheer?
A very specific small bag.
Can I cheer you guys up for a second?
Yes.
Somebody on the big show is about to get two kittens.
Yes.
And. Yeah. It's a possibility that that person's going to bring those cats into work.
Oh, what?
My goodness. I'm not going to say who.
It's Scary Jones.
But it's two kittens may be in our office pretty soon.
Oh, my God. No. If that happens, we will post pictures on the Instagrams.
We can't scare them. Okay.
No, they'll be okay.
I'm just so worried about tiny living things.
I've seen videos of these cats.
They're okay.
One was trying to get into a basket with the other one and couldn't, so... pushed the basket on top of the other one's head.
That's the only logical thing to do.
Right. And I think these cats are scrappy.
Okay, good.
They're street cats.
They won't mind then when I try and fit both of them in my mouth.
I do the same thing. Why do we want to eat cats?
I don't know.
Wait, what? This just took a very dark turn.
If something is too cute, I want to try and put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I understand it or that it's right. I'm just saying it's where my brain goes.
Yep. Mm,
that's Oliver's... what I said about boys in middle school.
Yeah, well.
She learned so fast.
You got married young, honey.
Okay.
Oh, we've turned loopy doopy.
I'm sorry we wasted so much of your time.
Merry
Look at
Christmas.
How long this podcast is.
How long?
This says we're 47 before editing.
Oh, that's okay.
Not too bad. All right. Well, I think we're going to leave you guys alone, and I need food. That's, I think, what I've realized recently. So.
Please, not a puppy.
Not a puppy. I would love to put a puppy in my mouth right now.
You can put it in my mouth.
Go run away because I'm going to eat you.
Put it in my mouth.
Here
I
go.
It.
I did that to Oliver, and then I just put my mouth on his nose. I'm like, ah.
I'm going to chew on your face.
He doesn't move.
I used to put my mouth over Oliver's face, up over his eyes.
Yes! See, Kathleen, you're the weird one.
Once my friend told me her cat was making his food look so good that she had to try it. I think you two weirdos would definitely do the same thing.
Kathleen, give me your face. I'm going to put it in my mouth. Over your eyes.
Don't eat your pet's food.
Not that I was so curious, but my pet made it look so good.
Right?
Like the cat would have a bite and then like, shake its fur and then like go all the way back
That's
in.
That's exactly what my friend said. She got, I had to taste it.
She'd take a bite and go, meow.
Wasn't as good.
The animal was being overdramatic.
Yes.
Oh, heavens.
And then the cat got up and got her sandwich.
Yeah.
That's how we know the animals are smarter than us.